Good Morning Liberty.
Well, what is going on, all of our liberty-loving friends? Welcome back to another fantastic episode of Good Morning Liberty. The name's Chuck.
What up?
With me, as always, Nathaniel Paul Thurston.
How's it going, man?
I feel relaxed.
Relaxed. You got some R&R over the weekend. I did not, but it's going to be a great week. It's Monday right now, which means we are fully charged up and ready to go. We are here to tell the truth, to debunk the myths, and to shill for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That is our only purpose in life, you know?
Well, this podcast is a bloodbath, honestly.
It is. This last week was a bloodbath, honestly. But this week's going to be a lot better, okay? Of course, we're going to be talking about this thing that happened over the weekend that reminds me a lot of the very fine people on both sides situation. It reminds me a lot of that.
Except worse.
And if it's
this
your first
one's worse.
If it's your first time listening, we're Good Morning Liberty. We talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of meaning every single day of the week when we want to. I'm saying this if it's your first time listening. I didn't vote for Donald Trump either time. I don't plan on voting for him this time unless he's in prison. I've always wanted to vote for someone who's in prison. So it's a bucket list kind of item. So if he's in prison, I'll vote for him. Charlie also did not vote for Trump either time.
Nope.
And don't know if you're going to this time or not. You know, that's a personal choice. We'll see.
I'm undecided.
See who the libertarians have out there. See if it's an actual libertarian.
Undecided.
Yes. He's a very important undecided voter. Yeah.
Call me.
Do you get polls?
No.
Do you ever get polled on things?
I don't, but I should because I am undecided.
Okay, so like I said, what happened over the weekend reminded me of the very fine people comments. And if you aren't up on the actual truth of that situation, there was that narrative, still a narrative, still a thing that people say, that Trump said the neo-Nazis were very fine people when it came to that Charlottesville riot. When you look at the actual transcript of the speech, after he says that, like four sentences later, he says, "I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis because they should be condemned totally." He talks about the other groups of people that were there, but the media just went with the very fine people part and said that he was referring to neo-Nazis, and you have millions of people around the country that thinks that he called neo-Nazis very fine people when you can
still
look,
to this day,
you can look at the transcript of the speech and see that he did not. And that he specifically said that he did not. And then he called them out and said that they should be condemned totally. But that part, of course, was not reported way back when that happened. I don't remember what year that was that happened. I don't know, 2017 or something like that.
2018, maybe.
Sometime back in the good old days, you know, back in that time. Okay, so what happened over the weekend was Trump gave a speech somewhere. I don't even know where it was. And the quote.
Dayton, Ohio.
It says it
right there.
Says it right up there. The quote is, "Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country." There's your quote. Mm. No context necessary on this quote whatsoever. This is from ACYN. I don't know if that stands for something or if you're supposed to say it as a word. Like
ASIN
or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're supposed to say that. When you go to this specific video, you'll see it has 20.7 million views. So this is where this originally broke. It's a 17-second clip. Okay. Let me see. Okay, sorry. I'm just looking at what's getting posted in a live group right now. So let's play the clip for some context of what we are talking about right now.
If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
Now, if you think he's just talking about how it's going to be a bloodbath if he doesn't get elected, you might be confused about why he starts talking about selling cars right afterwards. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
You know, selling cars.
They're going to use cars for the bloodbath.
Okay. Or like it'll be the bloodbath is going to be so much filled with blood that you won't be able to sell cars because cars don't work well.
Full of blood.
Under water or blood.
Yeah.
I've never tried it myself, but I hear cars don't work in blood baths.
Yeah.
Okay. So that must be what he's talking about. Like that's all
the only thing
out.
I can derive from that.
that's all I can figure out.
And that'll go on the Carfax, by the way.
It will.
When you look it up, this car was submerged in a blood bath.
Blood bath 2024.
Due to right Trump there. Losing the presidency.
You're not going to be able to sell that car.
It's on the car.
There we go. We got to the bottom of what he was saying.
Yeah.
Right there. So, of course, the truth teller, Mehdi Hasan, who is becoming like public enemy number one to me in my mind. He's surpassing Robert Reich and Bernie Sanders and people like that to me. And it's because he's specifically starting a media organization whose stated goal is to tell the truth and debunk the myths and
only
and
facts.
All of that stuff. And
but he's taken our idea from the pre-show. If you're not part of that, by the way, go to joingmail.com. We devised a whole plan to become rich.
Yeah.
In the pre-show.
Mm-hmm. It's a foolproof plan. I mean, it would work.
It would.
It literally would
I'm
work.
I'm starting on the book today.
If anyone wants to do this, you should do this. But you have to listen. You have to go to joingmail.com and join the Fed Haters Club if you want to get multi-million dollar ideas like the one that we just told everyone about. Beforehand,
that's a perk. That's one of the perks.
Just hand out $1 million.
I know someone from the group showed up 20 minutes late and they were like, oh, nice, I didn't miss the show.
Yeah, but we just started,
but you missed the pre-show.
Cost you $1 million at least,
which is that's the best part of it all. That's what she said.
Yeah,
the pre-show.
Mehdi Hasan says totally normal, non-violent stuff to say when you've already incited an armed insurrection.
An armed insurrection,
yeah, now it's armed. I saw a lot of people that had arms out there.
Yeah.
You know, now there was some, I'm not going to lie.
Even
here.
One guy had a bear arm mask. He had a bear mask.
True. I'm not going to lie, though. There were probably some people there that didn't have arms that were there. And if your dad was there, it'd be people with no legs either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sure. There were a lot of people in the crowd that day had arms. And so that's the truth teller, Mehdi Hasan, right there. Rob Reiner, he's a guy that you're supposed to listen to. Okay, because he's an actor, and so you should take him seriously when he says things. Go ahead, Charlie.
Why
does he remind me of your dad? I don't know why.
This guy, does he not have legs as well?
No, I've only seen for some reason he reminds me of your dad.
Okay,
or like his in Wolf of Wall Street. For some reason, I feel like your dad could slip in and play.
Oh, he looks like the dad from the Wolf of Wall Street.
He is the dad from Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah. That's why he looks like him.
Yeah, he looks just like him, exactly like him.
All right, Trump continually calls for the insurrectionist hostages and celebrates with them with the national anthem. He says if he loses the election, there will be a bloodbath. America, wake the F up.
Okay, there we go. So
he said the F word rhymes with truck. But he I can't say it on the radio.
These words are important where he says he calls the insurrectionist hostages. So you're talking about people that have been put in prison because of January 6th. Oddly enough, none of them charged with insurrection at all.
At all, yeah.
You would think an insurrectionist would get charged with insurrection.
Since it's part of the penal code.
Yeah, it's literally there's a law about it and it's illegal, but none of them charged with insurrection. But you got to call them insurrectionists so you can say that they're that him calling insurrectionists hostages is a bad thing, when in fact they're not insurrectionists because they weren't charged with insurrection and they're just people that have gotten ridiculously long prison sentences for participating in a riot when I thought riots were fine, like all of them probably thought too.
I think the problem is they didn't set fire to the Capitol building.
Yeah, that is the problem.
Or the rain. If they would have set fire to the Capitol building or the rain.
Either one.
They would have been fine, I bet.
The Lincoln Project, which is like a Democrat operative Republican think tank or whatever they are. I don't know. I don't know what they do. Here's the quote. If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. Okay. They say he's taken a political party and transformed it into a cult of political violence and chaos. The only way to stop the madness is to vote against him in November.
Now, part of that is true. He's taken a political party and transformed it into a cult.
So stop. Just
stop right there. It is, yes. The Trumpism is extremely cultish.
It is.
You know?
It is.
This guy, like, could do or say anything, and it's never wrong to these people.
Mm-hmm.
That
is a perfectly well thought out argument.
Like he just said that if he loses, it's going to be like taking a bath in blood. And everyone's fine with that, you know?
Yeah.
That's how you know it's a cult.
There were bathtubs filled with blood across the country over the weekend.
In preparation.
Yeah. With their firstborn son filling up the bathtub. Uh-huh.
What are you going to do? Trump said so. So, I mean, you got to listen to what he says. Yeah. And this, you know, it reminds me, it's so
he's going to impregnate all their wives.
I know I started by saying, like, we didn't vote for Trump. And we just said that he's got a cult. Okay. Why are we doing an episode where we're just out here defending Trump?
Because you don't even need to go. All this does actually, I think, is help.
Mm-hmm.
When they do this sort of thing, all it does is actually help Trump.
Yeah. I agree.
Because it gets people talking about it. And most people, now there are a few dumb people who are going to read this and believe it.
I think most is going to be a strong word here. But
well, yeah, let's say ahead. At least all of his base, mm-hmm. and then most normal people, I would say in the middle, would be like, it's so weird.
Yeah.
It's not what he said. He didn't say that.
I hope the word most qualifies there, but.
I said most normal people in the middle.
Very fine people, or are they not fine?
I don't know. I personally don't know them.
Okay. Well, because there's very fine people on both sides in this thing, I think.
I'm talking about the middle, though, not the sides.
Okay.
You know?
NBC News.
From the bottom up,
mm-hmm.
not top down.
In the middle out?
Middle. Yes.
Okay.
My middle goes out. Yes.
NBC News says former president.
This is where it gets ridiculous.
Yeah, then the mainstream. You get the news.
The mainstream media.
Former President Donald Trump vowed at a rally that there would be a bloodbath if he's not reelected in November. That's it. That's all you need to know.
1.5 million views from NBC News.
And you know how it's all, because that this is the headline and this is the Twitter post. And basically no one's going to actually click in the article. They do actually give a little bit of context and say that he was talking about Chinese cars being imported and tariffs and stuff like that.
Being manufactured.
They give
Mexico.
Some context, mm-hmm. but the point is this sentence right here is all that matters because that's all that most people are going to read. I just tried to highlight it in a screenshot, so that's not going to work. MSNBC, of course, says Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses the election. And that's exactly what he said. I mean, you know, that's a little bit more. He did say there's going to be a bloodbath if he loses the election.
On cars.
Yes, in the auto industry.
Yeah.
And maybe the economy as a whole. So anyhow, that's from MSNBC. From Politico, Trump says country faces bloodbath if Biden wins in November. Okay. Nice little graphic from CBS News. You know, you make these quotes. We make quotes. You know, we put Milton Friedman and we put a quote next to it or Thomas Sowell or whatever. They made a nice little Trump quote thing. Charlie, what's it say?
I just noticed his hat says 45-47.
Oh, nice.
He said, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Thanks for reading that quote. We hadn't heard it yet.
Donald Trump.
I know. Donald Trump. That's a great quote right there.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden. He's running for president, and he has some.
First he shares off, this. From
he's retweeting Biden-Harris headquarters,
yeah,
the campaign HQ, who says, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. Just going to keep saying this. And Charlie, what's he say?
It's clear this guy wants another January 6th, but the American people are going to give him another resounding electoral defeat this November.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, they put out a more official statement, Charlie. Here you go.
Okay. The Biden-Harris campaign statement on Trump promising bloodbath if he loses, quote, tonight, Donald Trump said there would be a bloodbath if he wasn't elected and that if he lost, there would be no more elections. What?
I didn't hear that part either.
Maybe he did
say that. That's very possible because we just see clips going around on the internet. Now, him saying that, I did see multiple people mention this no more elections thing. I literally hear from the left and Democrats all the time that this is the last election. If Trump wins, he's going to be a dictator. There's not going to be any more elections. Yeah. Like you hear that all the time. But if he did say that there's going to be no more elections, I mean, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
After opening the general election by meeting with authoritarian leaders and rallying alongside conspiracy theorists, Donald Trump continues to praise dictators. like Xi Jinping, you know, he praises him.
He did say Xi Jinping was
a friend.
Yeah, he did say that.
He's like, he's a friend, but he doesn't like the way I deal.
Yeah. You know, even as a guy who didn't vote for Trump and probably isn't going to vote for him this time, I always thought that the way he handled dictators was smart, like from a negotiation standpoint, because if you know anything about these psychotic, narcissistic dictators that are running these countries, they are going to respond. You're going to have a lot more likelihood of being able to negotiate with those people.
If you kind of pander
get what you
to
want,
them
if you pander a little bit and you say that they're smart or you say that you're friends, you say stuff like, if you don't just have this combative tone with them all the time, you're a lot more likely to be able to have diplomacy with those people. And I think that's better. So I don't know. It's just me.
Yeah. Cause you can't change the person. So if you stroke their ego a little bit, hey, it works.
It does work.
Stroke their ego a little
bit. Absolutely works.
All right. Let's see. Donald Trump continues to praise dictators, promises to pardon political violence, and launch racist attacks against black and brown Americans.
Now, promises the part. So he's talking about pardoning January 6th people.
Yes.
Now, what about people in the BLM riots getting bailed out after they were like burning down buildings and stuff like that?
Well, celebrities donated to that, Nate. So that's different.
I kind of feel like one of the people listed on here was actually trying to help people raise money for bail funds for people that were committing political violence. I don't know. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong.
No.
She didn't say bloodbath or anything.
I would say your feelings are true, but not in this instance.
Okay.
Of course. He's launching racist attacks against black and brown Americans.
Of course.
Yeah. I like how they've now capitalized black, but not brown. So you brown people are lesser than black.
Mm-hmm.
It's why last night Trump's own former Vice President Mike Pence, who Trump supporters called to hang for not overturning the election, came out against Trump. This is who Donald Trump is, a loser who gets beat by over 7 million votes and then instead of appealing to a wider mainstream audience, doubles down on his threats of political violence. He wants another January 6th, but the American people are going to give him another electoral defeat this November because they continue to reject his extremism, his affection for violence, and his thirst for revenge.
Mm. And just keep in mind for the end of the show, keep in mind how important the January 6th narrative is throughout this, because we're going to talk about
something. Did we say that they would use the January 6th?
Of course. On January 6th, we said that the happiest people that day were Democrats. And in fact, I think I said that Democrats were having to hide their pants tent right now because this was perfect for them because they were going to be able to use this in perpetuity. Politico says, Trump says country faces bloodbath if Biden wins in November. Now, I do want to give them a little bit of credit right here on their sub-headline or whatever you call this thing that's underneath the headline all the time. They said, while it was unclear what the former president meant exactly, the remarks came as Trump was complaining about the automobile industry. Everyone's perplexed about this. It's unclear. We just can't figure it out. What he meant exactly. I don't know about you, Charlie, but I'm having a hard time figuring this out. Let me see. Do we have an ad? We do have an ad. Charlie, when's the last time we did like a live ad?
Right now.
Right now is the last time?
This is when we're going to do it.
Now, how important do you think the Constitution is, by the way?
The most important.
I think it's pretty important, okay? Now, we can spend a whole lot of time trying to research all this stuff on our own and all that and just kind of willy-nilly trying to figure out what the heck's going on. Or you can go somewhere like Hillsdale College. Okay, they're offering more than 40 free courses covering some of the most important subjects. You can learn about C.S. Lewis, stories in the books of Genesis, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, and the meaning of the U.S. Constitution. That's all available in Hillsdale College's free online courses. Actually free. You go there, you just sign up, you can do free courses.
40. So if your Roman Empire is the Roman Republic Empire,
yes,
you can actually go learn about it for free. We personally recommend that you check out and sign up for Constitution 101, the meaning and history of the U.S. Constitution. It's a great 12-lecture course.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. This is a self-paced course, meaning you go at your own pace.
Yeah, you know, it's not like, I've got class on Tuesday. Sorry, I can't be there.
No, it's but not, you could like tell that. Your friends that.
You could.
If you wanted to get out of something for all you introverts.
You could.
Out there. You'd be like, oh, I can't. No, I can't. I got class.
I got Constitution 101 exactly. on Tuesday at 8 a.m.
All right, so go right now to hillsdale.edu/GML. That's Hillsdale, hillsdale.edu/GML to enroll. There's no cost, and it's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/GML to register.
Boom. Nailed it.
Boom.
Okay, so let's get into some of the actual truth and provide some context here.
I can't make the show tomorrow. Here. I've got class.
You got class. You got Constitution 101.
That's right.
At whatever time the show is.
That's right.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Okay, let's get to some of the actual longer clips of this whole thing. Let me find it right quick for you. Here's one. All right, let's get some more context on this. On this clip.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years.
Let me see. Yeah.
34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line.
Terrible idea,
and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected... Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine...
Okay. I don't know about you, man, but it's pretty GD obvious what he's talking about in
it's
this
It's not,
thing,
honestly, because look, he talked about cars.
Okay.
And then to mask... The bloodbath comments.
Oh, that was all a setup.
He slipped it in there.
Gotcha.
If I don't get elected, there's going to be a bloodbath. And then he goes back to cars.
So this was some 4D chess to actually met. The only planned part of this statement was that it's going to be a bloodbath if he doesn't win.
Exactly.
But he tried to mask it with the
but
car
Trump
conversation
around
it.
But Trump is smart enough to be like,
I gotcha.
I can't just say that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to take that.
Mm.
In context, I got to make sure they take it out of context.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
I gotcha.
So he was like, let me talk about
very smart
Chinese cars being made in Mexico, and I'm going to put 100% tariff on those if I get elected.
That checks out. That checks out.
If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. And by the way, Chinese cars made in Mexico with no border on Mexico. Remember, there's no border.
Yeah, no border.
So basically... Chinese are they're swooping in through Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be another Alamo.
The Chinese is.
It's a Chinese Alamo. That's going to happen. That's, you know, that's going to be part of the bloodbath.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
The Chinese Alamo.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're reading from my notes right there because that's exactly what I came up with. Yeah. So a little bit more context, potentially helpful there. Let's see what else.
Hey, in the wake of this, what we should do probably is take a playbook out of FDR and go ahead and round up all the Chinese and put them in prison camps.
Yeah. That's
let's go ahead and put them
that
in.
That was the next thing on my plan.
Mm-hmm. Let's put all the Chinese in camps so that they can't make cars in Mexico and sell them to America.
We'd be a bad libertarian podcast if we didn't mention that a 100% tariff on cars is a terrible idea.
So bad. It's so terrible.
Now I know it's, I get the idea. So China likes to subsidize some of their industries so they can try and undercut other people. And in my opinion, I'm sorry, if China, now they're talking about electric cars, a lot of these things from that BYD or whatever the company is that's taken over right now. If they want to subsidize cars and make them cheaper for Americans, I think that that's okay. I mean, if there are, who wins?
America wins.
We get cheaper cars.
The consumers win.
And they're paying for them, you know?
Right.
Okay, so I don't exactly see the downside unless you're just trying to protect a specific industry. More specifically, you're trying to protect the EV industry. So maybe like Elon Musk doesn't like this. Yeah. The American auto manufacturers lose money on all their EVs anyways. So that's not a real big deal right now. If they want to subsidize the price so we spend less money on cars and we have more money available for other things, and also people who are making cars that are way more expensive than other cars that we could get on the market could use their time more efficiently producing goods where our dollars go to their highest and best use. Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay. Whatever. That's fine if that's what you want to do. Okay. I won't mention a lot. We already talked about the tariff thing. Here's a nice little super cut.
Well, I'll go back real quick to the woke one more. So this was good in wokeness when they put this on and saw this on Twitter as well. They kind of lined up what the media narrative was and what the full context was. So, yeah.
And they said that we're witnessing the invention of the bloodbath hoax in real time. And it's a lot like the Very Fine People hoax, in my opinion. Here's a nice little, I love the internet. I just love that the internet can put everything out there for you. So on one of these, just let me find it. Here we go. Here's a bunch of people in the media talking about bloodbaths.
Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath. Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath. They're shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats.
A bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you.
It's going
to
be a bloodbath all day long.
Is in for a bloodbath.
Hasn't been a bloodbath on the way down.
Donald Trump. Bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath.
Predicted to be a bloodbath. May not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
More of a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
Possible Biden bloodbath this November.
A bloodbath on Wall Street.
There's going to be a bloodbath.
In Alabama, into a bloodbath.
Obviously, there was a bloodbath. It was a bloodbath. We're down 800 points.
This bloodbath at Department of Homeland Security.
And it's a bloodbath today.
There was going to be this bloodbath.
Election bloodbath.
It could be a bloodbath for them.
Bloodbath, possibly.
Bloodbath that went through with the Attorney General.
Bloodbath 99 days out.
The bloodbath is going to look like.
Presided over a bloodbath in the diplomatic corps.
Absolute, in my opinion, bloodbath, the Democrats
are calling it. Ticket sales turned into a bloodbath.
Ticket sales for singer Taylor Swift's latest tour.
It's safe to say the fans had a bloodbath for the company after the fiasco.
Yeah.
Who does it? I want to know what software they're using to find all this stuff. It's not like someone watched every news program that there was over the last 6 years or so. And found every instance that someone said bloodbath. Like who finds that stuff?
They're using something to scrape, so it could be it could be ChatGPT, something like that.
That's good. That's good stuff. But yeah, Trump meant bloodbath for sure. Just so you know, I believe according to I don't have these all perfectly arranged this morning. How about Joe Scarborough on MSNBC?
He's talking about a bloodbath for America. It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter, these idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows going, well, our presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry. And this is one more. It's just bullshit. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bullshit. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid. He was talking about a bloodbath. Sometimes a bloodbath means a bloodbath. And when he finishes by saying, and that's just going to be the least of it, seriously, these people may be stupid. We're not.
No, you're pretty dumb.
No, you're stupid.
You're the dumb one.
He was one of the people in that supercut, by the way.
He was.
That's why he said sometimes bloodbath means bloodbath. And what he means is when he said bloodbath, he didn't mean bloodbath.
Right.
Okay, what else do we have in here as a clip? Mehdi Hasan says his supporters think Trump's bloodbath comment was taken out of context when the context was in the
not just his supporters, by the way. People who just like can read and understand words.
Yeah, logical, rational, reasonable
people.
Like if
you just understand the English language, you understand context, Like you just understand words. And, just normal people.
And you think this might be out of context.
It is.
Potentially.
Absolutely, yeah.
When the context was an entire speech in which he described migrants as animals and saluted January 6th insurrectionists. We'll talk about migrants as animals here in just a second. Totally normal, nonviolent speech from a man who isn't on trial for multiple crimes.
Not insurrection, by the way.
Huh?
He's not on trial.
Not insurrection. No.
None of them.
It's not one of the crimes that he's on trial for. Did I miss putting the Nancy Pelosi clip in here? I think I did.
Oh, no.
We got a few seconds.
He's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness. But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Praising Hitler, praising the Russian, because...
Praising Hitler?
Wow.
When did it turn into praising Hitler?
Oh, she's got some recent work done, though.
Did she?
Yeah. She's looking better.
Might give her a call.
I'm just saying, you know, recent work has actually tightened up her skin.
I want to move
on
to the migrants aren't people thing. This is from the same speech. So all of this really tells me that.
Well, so that was saying that he shouldn't get. So now he's the Republican nominee, which means he would start to get intel reports again.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's
dangerous.
Yeah. For him to get top secret information. Again.
Is that what she was talking about?
Yeah, because once
I heard was,
well,
that's
what
all I heard the whole time.
That's what it said on the screen.
Okay.
Yeah. So once you are the nominee, then you start to get briefed on certain things.
Okay.
Which, by the way, he obviously had the highest security clearance.
Yeah, he's already been the president.
He's already been the president. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He already knows where the aliens are buried.
Exactly.
You know. So after that, it looks to me like the media is getting super desperate. They pulled two things from the same speech and took them wildly out of context, which just says to me that they're reaching, that they have to create something, you know, like CBS Evening News. They need their own specific page for evening news. You know, you don't want to get daytime news when you're looking for the evening news.
No, I sleep during the day.
Yeah. Former President Donald Trump drew criticism on the campaign trail this weekend for saying that migrants are not people and warning of a bloodbath if he loses in November. Did you hear about the bloodbath thing?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't hear about the bloodbath. Okay, yeah.
Well, let's go through it. No. The Huffington Post luckily gave me enough context that it piqued my interest. So thanks, Huffington Post. They said Donald Trump says he thinks some migrants are animals and not people. Now, key word there. There's a key word. What is it?
Some.
Mm-hmm. Now, before...
Probably like the rapist, drug traffickers.
Okay, I was going to say. Now, before we go into the actual clip, who do you think he's talking about?
The criminals.
Yeah. He's literally in a speech, in a paragraph, talking about MS-13 gang members. Just like from the last time, from 2015 or whatever year it was, when he said murderers and rapists coming across the border, you know, he was literally talking about MS-13 gang members coming across the border. And
or
so
the Sinaloa cartel.
Yeah,
or,
whoever it is.
Yeah.
That's who he's talking about. So Elon Musk, thank you, Elon Musk, posts out speech with full context. And
this
so
is
now,
why they want to shut Twitter down.
Yeah, this is why. They want
this
to,
has almost 60 million views. You can't have that.
This is why they want to ban TikTok, so they can then say that Elon Musk is indirectly controlled by China, so they can then say that Twitter is indirectly controlled by China and force him to sell his stake in Twitter. But anyway, that was last week. This is this week. Here's this clip.
Unbelievable. When I see it going. But I got to know all these people. They're very smart, very streetwise. And I would do the same thing. If I had prisons that were teeming with MS-13 and all sorts of people that they've got to take care of for the next 50 years, right? Young people, they're in jail for years. And if you call them people, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say. They say you have to vote against him because did you hear what he said about humanity? I've seen the humanity, and these humanity, these are bad. These are animals, okay? And we have to stop it. We can't have another Lakin. We have so many people We have so many people being hurt so badly and being killed. They're sending their prisoners to see us. They're sending and they're bringing them right to the border and they're dropping them off and we're allowing them to come in. And these are tougher than anybody we've got in the country. These are hardened criminals. And we've got hundreds of thousands of them. And we're not going to take it. We're just not going to take it. We're destroying. They are destroying our country. I'm telling you, he's the worst president we've ever had.
Okay. As Magoo just put it, in some cases, MS-13 gang members are not people. That's how you could sum up what he just said.
Yeah.
He says that some of these people in MS-13, these people that are in the Mexican prisons, are animals.
He even said how the left would take it.
I can't say this.
I can't say it. Because if I did, they would tell me I'm a terrible person.
Oh,
he literally said that. And then.
So one speech gave
and then
us.
They still took it. They still took it.
Yeah.
He said it in the speech that they would take it out of context. And they still took it and ran with it. Not as much as the bloodbath one.
No, not as much.
But they still took it. They still took it.
Charlie, I gotta tell you, and I know I've been telling people this over the last week or so, but I don't know if you've ever done this before. This is a true story, though. That's why it's in the ad for Noble Gold Investments, okay? It's why it's in the ad, because it's a real thing. Like, I took this money, and I decided I was going to put it in the savings account, and then I just left. I just forgot about it. It's like, oh, we're not going to use that. That's extra money or whatever. That stuff is lost. I mean, that stuff has lost, what, 18, almost 20% of its value since I put it in the savings account, which is gross, okay?
I feel badly for you.
Yeah. We know that the government, with their inflation, they punish us for keeping our wealth in a savings account. You know, you want to keep cash money in your... No, you lose it. Why? Inflation. Because they destroy your currency. That's what happens.
It's a hidden tax. We talk about it all the time.
It is a hidden tax, okay? But Noble Gold Investments is the gold IRA company that Americans trust. The founders of Noble Gold have more than 20 years of combined experience in buying gold and silver. They have secured more than $1 billion in precious metals for their clients.
This is exciting because gold can be a hedge against inflation. It remains steady when inflation is on the rise and the dollar is in turmoil. By the way, the dollar's lost like 99% of its value. So
in the last 100 years, we need context on that.
In the last 100 years.
110 or so.
Can be a defense against economic downturn. And unlike money, it can't be printed. It's your shield in times of economic uncertainty. Gold's value doesn't just hold. It increases during inflationary periods, meaning the more the dollar decreases, gold doesn't necessarily increase.
Yeah.
The value of gold kind of really remains the same.
It's kind of, it's not pegged like specifically to the dollar, but you look at a chart, it's pretty much the way it works out.
I'll give you a good example. A nice suit in the 1920 cost you about one gold coin, an ounce of gold. Mm-hmm. And today, a nice suit would cost you about 1 ounce of gold.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Except back then, the suit was $20, 20 US dollars.
Yeah.
An ounce of gold was $20.
Mm-hmm.
And today, a nice suit is going to cost you $2,000 to $3,000. An ounce of gold is...
That's a good example.
Ounce of gold is what now, Nate?
2100, something like that. Invest in something you can hold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com/GML to get started. Don't wait. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/GML. Okay, last thing, just real fast. And we didn't talk about this last week. Remember, a lot of this has been in the context of January 6th. And of course, this orchestrated attempt by...
the live group said... Invest now or it'll be a bloodbath.
That's good.
Yeah.
Invest now for the coming economic bloodbath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your money, your dollar will be a bloodbath if you don't invest now.
Look at the chart. It's been a bloodbath.
Oh, that's so good.
I don't know. Maybe ads are more fun live, you know?
They are.
Anyhow. A lot of this has been in the context of January 6th, and of course, this orchestrated attempt, this orchestrated coup by Donald Trump to take over the U.S. government with people wielding flagpoles and fire extinguishers and cameras taking pictures and stuff like that and pooping on people's desks. You know, you guys know the thing. One thing from last week that we didn't talk about was that it came out that the January 6th panel, remember that whole sham show trial January 6th investigation thing that they did that was literally produced by NBC,
literally.
Actually produced by a guy from NBC. It turns out that it looks like Liz Cheney, who was running that thing, actually withheld what in a normal trial would be known as exculpatory evidence. But in a TV show trial, I guess that's fine. But she withheld what would be exculpatory evidence. They interviewed 1,000 people, but we only have heard from about 400 of those interviews what actually came out. The rest of them, they didn't release. And remember, we talked about how they had a bunch of stuff hidden and a password protected, encrypted drive and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, two things that we know. There was this report. Now, Trump wanted to go down to the Capitol and lead his soldiers so much that when he got in the limo, he accosted one of the Secret Service people and the driver saying, "You get me down there to that goddamn Capitol right now." That's how he talked when he was on January 6th. Yeah. That's what he was saying. "We're going to the Capitol." Something like that. Okay, well, the Secret Service, the dude actually said, like, yeah, that didn't happen. Okay. Of course, they didn't put that in the January 6th testimony, you know, that whole show trial committee thing that they did. And then the other thing is, this one came out last week, was the report also concludes that Trump did, in fact, instruct his staff ahead of January 6th to offer 10,000 National Guard troops to the Capitol for extra security, and that the tragedy could have been prevented had police, Washington, D.C. officials, and congressional leaders better heeded intelligence suggesting that there would have been violence that day. Basically, in one of these 1,000 interviews that they did, where they only told us what came out in about 400 of them, in one of them, someone said, yeah, he asked the mayor of D.C. To put 10,000 National Guard troops out there. And they were actually worried about Antifa because Antifa had been doing whatever they call it, counter-protesting and just, you know. Remember 2020? That year, not the TV show, that year that we went through?
Yeah.
So he wanted 10,000 National Guard troops out there, and they're like, no.
We don't need them.
No, we don't need them. So the question is, if Trump was trying to have a little coup himself and an insurrection.
Well, he was probably going to use the National Guard to help.
Well, yeah, that's what it, see, they prevented the actual coup.
Yeah.
Right there was Washington, D.C.'s National Guard was actually going to do the takeover for him, I guess. I don't know.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know how that went. Anyhow, why did they withhold that? Why
was
that?
These were 10,000 National Guard troops that were hand-selected by Trump. Yeah,
specific ones. Judging by what radio talk shows they listen to and whether or not they like the word bloodbath, stuff like that. So anyhow, just keep that kind of thing in mind, that all this information we have from January 6th was actually this very partisan committee that was all Democrats that put together an actual TV show thing on Capitol Hill produced by a dude from NBC. And that a lot of things have stemmed from that. A lot of the narrative that the public has, Colorado used the January 6th committee thing in their decision for that ballot. Georgia worked with the January 6th committee and their decision to bring charges against Trump and stuff like that. And it turns out they're using this, and we don't actually know how many exculpatory items are in the testimony from the 1,000 interviews that they conducted. We only know the ones that they wanted us to hear, and the rest of them are, from what we can tell, locked behind an encrypted file that someone has the password to, and they can't get in it. It's probably a password. I don't know if they try a password, or just all zeros,
yeah,
potentially.
With the dollar sign for S's, yeah.
So, anyhow, I just wanted to mention that because so many people mentioned January 6th and their bloodbath comments. That's all we got. We got to go.
Well, and it's, you mention it because it's just so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's kind of a shame that a podcast about liberty has to turn into basically shills for Donald Trump, even though don't really like the guy that much.
So the actual thing there would be, we're not shilling for Donald Trump. We're shilling for the truth.
Yeah.
In even if it's the truth in the context of a person that we don't like and that we're not going to vote for and haven't voted for, it's still important that people make decisions, you know, based on things that actually happened and not on whatever the January 6th committee put out there for them or whatever, you know? So that's why we're here trying to tell people.
Facts over feelings.
Facts. Yes.
I still feel, you know, Very disturbed, though.
Are those facts or feelings?
Just by the word blood.
Oh, yeah.
Bath.
And I don't like baths. They're gross.
Yeah, I like to take showers.
Yeah. Who takes baths? Like, oh, I'm dirty. Women. I'm going to get in the bath and women. I'm going to sit in my dirty bath water.
No shock. It's women.
You know, it makes no sense.
Women love baths for some reason. Are you surprised?
No, not at all.
All right. If you enjoyed today's episode, go visit our sponsors that we mentioned in the show. Go sign up. You know, you never know what may happen if you just go sign up. That's one easy way to support the show. You can send us your inflated dollars by going to joingml.com. Be a part of facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the future.
Be on the side
and liberty.
Of liberty. Be on the side of truth. Join gml.com. Go visit all the show, the links in the show notes directly below this episode that you're listening to if you're on the podcast. And share it around. Leave us a rating and review. If you do all that, then we'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you have a good day and a good morning, Liberty. Oh, yeah, go visit YouTube.